my name is Amy Hirsch, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide titled Threads of Promise. Today is Sunday, December 14th. We'll take a break from our normal rhythm and have a liturgy for today as we reflect on the sermon passage together. First, we'll reflect on our reflection question. And so in a season of gift giving and gift receiving, it's easy for us to allow consumerism and cases of the I wants to blind us to the gifts God's given us, right? And so in the prayer prompt today, you'll spend some time thanking God for his provision. And so in preparation for that, I want you to go ahead and reflect on a person, a place, and a thing you are thankful for in this season. Today's passage of scripture comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 28. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and who are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seeks to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but test everything. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who called you is faithful. He will surely do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I put you under oath before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. I invite you to pray with me as we reflect on our scripture passage from today. And during the prayer, I'll have some prayer prompts and spend some time for you to reflect. Lord, you are the God of peace who sanctifies us. Because of Jesus, we are made right with you. Today, I rejoice because you are a God who is. So spend some time now reflecting on the attributes of God. I give thanks, God, for the ways I see you at work in the world and in my life. I also give thanks, God, for your provision in my life. And so spend some time reflecting on a person, a place, and a thing you are grateful for in this season. I pray without ceasing, Lord, trusting that you care about my life and that you long for me to bring you my burdens. And so here, spend some time praying for the things that are on your heart. Lord, I know that the one who calls me is faithful and will hold me fast until the end. Guard me and guide me for your name's sake as I wait in hope for your return. Help me to reject evil and to hold fast to what is good. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. At the beginning, we encouraged you to think of a person, a place, and a thing you are grateful for in this season. And so think about now the person that you listed as the person you are thankful for. And this week, our intentional activity is for you to find a way to express your gratitude to that person in some way this week. As we end our time together, we invite you to enjoy our members of our church performing the song Rejoice by Kristen and Keith Getty.
Rejoice in the Lord now and always. Sing it again, we rejoice. Delight in the love he has shown us. Gratefully lift up your voice. His gentleness among us will join our hearts with praise. We gather in his goodness, a family of grace. With each breath he times we live in. praise the Lord.
Rejoice and be anxious for nothing, praying for all that you need. Come with a song of thanksgiving, lay your requests at his feet.
His peace will fall upon us, to guard our hearts and minds. In Christ who reigns eternal, the shepherd of our lives, with each breath he's given, praise the Lord. In these times we live in, we will praise the Lord throughout every season. I am sure we have every reason to praise the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord now and always, tell of the good he has done. Worship the Lord to remember all of the joy yet to come. The hope that burns within us, the dark cannot destroy. With praise that's never ending, we say again, rejoice with each breath.